Thanks a lot. If you can't hear me, just raise your hands. Usually it's not a problem. I'm the DE coordinator for the Soil Science Department, and I just want to give you an overview of our programs at NC State. Today I'm going to do four things: review the classes and our enrollments over the last 10-year period, talk about funding that comes to the faculty and to the department. This is due primarily to our master's program and certificate program, so I want to go over those in some detail. And lastly, if there's time, I'm going to close with common questions and problems that faculty have brought to me before they jumped into DE, things that they were concerned about, and we'll see if we can try to answer them. Okay, courses. Currently at NC State Soil Science, we have 5 classes at the undergrad level, 8 classes at the graduate level. We also offer 2 field classes. These are short courses, 4 to 5 days at a crack, because I think that's important for DE instruction as well. In total, we have about 40 credits available in coursework, and we have additional materials, additional classes for special projects. This is just an overview of the undergraduate classes. The first one is for a 2-year program. It's an intro soils class for our 2-year program, still very popular. Then we start with our intro class for our 4-year undergrad, soil science, soil fertility and fertilizers, GIS, and wetland soils, giving us a total of about 15 credits. Our graduate course offerings are a little bit more. Soil physics, which is a new course for us, soil microbiology, fertility, morphology and classification, taught by a retired Stan Buell, believe it or not. Precision ag technologies, environmental applications, and again, another wetland soils. With closing out the list, our seminar. So seminar is required for, it is a DE class at NC State. Here's our enrollment changes over the last 10 years. We started teaching DE probably in the early 90s, as John Haviland will review with you. But you can see that the undergrad courses in 2001 through 2010 have really increased a lot. We did not experience a decrease here. I just did not include the current semester offerings. For the graduate course, it's been a little bit up and down, but generally a graduate rise since 2008. Currently, we offer, I think we are teaching 160 students by distance education in both the spring and fall semesters of 2010. I wanted to give you some background on where the students come from, and this is just what I pulled from my wetland soils class for the last few years. And I think it's typical of our student body. About half the students work full-time, and that's what I call professional. Another half are full-time students. Of the professionals, most of them, that's 38% of all students, most of them are coming from outside NC State, outside North Carolina. In contrast, our students are mostly coming from NC State University, as you might expect. We do feel that field skills cannot be taught online, and so we want our students to learn how to do a profile description, if nothing else, and we teach 2 field classes over a 4 to 5 day period. For our master's degree, these are required. The two are what you, the first one is a soil geomorphology class where we take the students from the coast to the mountains over a 5-day period. We describe the soils and also classify them to the family level and soil taxonomy. The hydric soils class is a class I teach with Dave Limbo. This was developed and is still used for primarily teaching soil consultants how to identify wetland soils. But we also use it as our part of our distance learning program. A little bit about course development. How did we develop a course in distance learning? Well, all of our DE classes have a face-to-face component. So the instructors have their notes, had their notes available, and a nice syllabus outline, etc. The notes are then given to a 3-person staff that we have in the department who initially work up the materials and get them online. They also manage them, keep them up and running. Any problems we have are handled by this 3-person staff in the department. In addition, college resources are also available, along with funding in some cases, to develop a new course. And the younger faculty go this route, it seems, because it gets in a little bit more of the contemporary technology. The older folks still work with that 3-person staff. Let's talk about funding. Reasons to get into distance education. Well, originally it was probably to reach more students, and some of us just thought it was a fun way of teaching. Recently, it's also being used to make money in our department, and this is becoming very critical to us during this time of budget cutbacks. And I just want to review some of the funding with you. At NC State, the instructors are paid $175 a student. There is no cap on the maximum amount that they can earn, at least at this point. Currently, I figure out the stipends, and they are ranging between $1,000 to $9,000 per year, which are given to the faculty as a check, basically, or through their check. This is not yet a part of the base salary, but it may become a part of the base salary if we feel that it's going to be lost. So if the provost starts getting sticky fingers and wants to grab our stipends, we will move to make them part of our base salary. The plan is developed, and we're ready to go. But how does the department get money? Well, it works two ways, depending upon whether the course is part of a program, a certificate program, or a master's program, or whether it's just a standalone type of class. For the non-program classes, which have been primarily our undergraduate classes, we're paid about $50 a student, which goes to the department. In 2009, this may have generated about $6,000 for the department's use. Things get a little bit more interesting if you have a master's program or a certificate program at NC State. For classes in a program, well, it likes to move, we get $31,000 per student from the university. And, of course, this is coming from the tuition funds. In 2009, our stipend received was $150,000, which we had to spend in about 9 months. This covered the stipends for the faculty and was also used for general use. For this year, I just was told last week, this number will be raised to $180,000. And John Havlin tells me with a new certificate program, it will get above that. We'll wait and see. But the way we spent the money last year is roughly shown here. I did this by memory. Faculty stipends took out about $25,000. Computer support personnel, that three-person staff, which we need to keep our program up and running, took out another $25,000. Course development for our soil physics took out $10,000. Supplies and licenses. I want computers for all our DE faculty and also the faculty that advise DE students. That took out another $30,000. Departmental facilities. My department head was raised by a man who is who was in office supply, and so we felt that the desks of all grad students needed to be replaced. Duct tape only goes so far, and we had stretched it to the limit, so that took out about another $30,000. And then we loaned $30,000 back to the college. Now, we're promised that we're going to get that back, okay? And we'll see what happens. But that brought up to $150,000. We may have to use a more creative a funding mechanism next year, but anyway, this is what's going on in our department. It all started, or the big money started flowing in. Oh, by the way, I should mention, we are one of the smaller departments at NC State in getting this kind of funding. Horticulture, for example, gets two times or more funding in the department than what we get. Okay, Master of Soil Science. We've been doing this for 2 years officially and probably 6 years unofficially. Let me give you an overview. We developed this by request. Okay, a soil scientist from Pennsylvania asked us to develop an online master's program just for her. And we said, sure, that's what we're all about here at NC State. In truth, she was taking all our classes and said, well, you know, give me something at the end of all this. So we did it, and we patterned it after our regular Master of Soil Science. It is a non-thesis program, requires 36 credits to complete. Two credits of that are those field courses, which I think are essential. And then we also ask the student to come to NC State at least once for an oral final exam and a seminar. The classes that are required are shown here. We have 12 credits of soil science that must be earned, one credit a seminar. The master's project, non-thesis, it's a non-thesis program, but still we want a master's project for 6 credits. Field classes, statistics is recommended, and then 12 credits of electives. If they already have a statistics, they'll be able to take 15 credits of electives. Okay. The student projects for the master's, again, are supposed to be rather in-depth research projects of some type, but not really statistically analyzed like for a thesis. The student is advised by a committee of 3 faculty, as are most of our grad students, and they help with the special project. And these are just 2 of the projects that were completed or in progress for our current master's program. Well, how are students admitted? These students are treated just like any other grad student in the department. They apply to the graduate school. Their application is reviewed by the Soil Science Graduate Committee, which does not include or not necessarily include DE faculty, and the student will be admitted. We still require the GRE, GPA of 3.0 or higher is required. This is the main limitation where students seem to be having some problems and getting in. And prior soil science coursework is not needed, but they're asked to make this up within the first semester by taking our intro soils class. We also have a certificate program that's just online this year. It requires 15 credits of soil classes. It prepares students to take the licensing exam. Soil science is a licensed profession in North Carolina, and we've been asked over the years to provide courses online to get students up to speed to take our licensing exam. Undergrad and grad classes are included. There is no bachelor's degree required to get into this program, but you do have to have certain prerequisites in math, chemistry, biology, and other basic sciences. In summary, let me just give you an overview of our program. Total students in DE classes is about 160 for this year. The student number of students enrolled in the master's is only 15. In our certificate program, it's 3. So a total of 18. But you'll see that we do not require that someone be in our program or in one of our programs to take DE classes. They are open to anybody. We've graduated one student in the master's so far. 3 will probably graduate in next year. It takes them about 4 semesters if they work hard to get through our master's program. It'll probably take others a little bit longer, but there's a 6-year maximum. And for our professional students, the ones working full-time, they will probably be needing 2 semesters or more to complete a class. Our full-time students do a pretty good job, but the professionals can't seem to devote one whole semester to our courses, and that's no problem. We aren't charged any more money. They just work at their own pace and finish when they can. Okay, getting faculty into DE at NC State was somewhat of a problem, particularly to get our master's program up and running and approved. And so I just want to review about 4 or 5 questions that we've got. I hope I've got enough time. The first question was, is learning through DE equivalent to regular teaching? Well, this probably varies from course to course, but in my opinion, the answer is yes, at least for the book learning part, the part that you can get from notes and books, reading, and that sort of thing. I proved this to my satisfaction by requiring that my online students take the same exams as my face-to-face students. They're graded the same way, by the same curve, and I find the grade distribution to be identical between DE and face-to-face. So to me, you can still pick up this information by distance education. I do believe in exams, though. The field skills, I'm a morphologist, I don't think that these can be taught adequately online. Does teaching a DE class take up a lot of time? Well, quite frankly, that depends on how you structure the class. You can develop a class that takes up all your time, but you don't have to do it. In fact, I tell the new faculty, I want you to develop a class that takes up only the amount of time you got to give to it. I don't care for an award-winning class if a guy can only teach it once. And we've actually had a faculty member stop teaching a class because it took up more time. We put a replacement in. She stopped teaching it because it took up more time. That kind of stuff is of no value to us, even though it was a top-notch class. So it does not have to take up a lot of time, but you've got to design it the right way. Are all courses suited for DE instruction? Well, not necessarily. Again, the field stuff I've talked about before. Also, first semester freshmen may benefit from face-to-face contact. I know I don't think I'd want my daughter when she was a freshman sitting in bed all day taking a DE class. Now, I want to turn it back the other way, though, and talk about unique classes. For example, we have a tropical soils class at NC State based on a strong history in tropical soils research, and we're having trouble getting enough students from our university to take it. In my opinion, that type of course should be put online so it attracts students from a number of universities and that this material is not lost, in effect, that it is saved. That's my feeling. I can't get the instructor to agree with me, but I think this is another advantage of DE. Well, is DE suited to all faculty? Well, my answer to that is no, and I can identify them if you want. Some faculty, and this is legitimate, feel they need to teach face-to-face. They need that face-to-face contact to communicate effectively, and that may be true. I personally don't need that, but they do, and so they may not be suited to DE. Also, believe it or not, we do have a few faculty that seem to require a rigid set of rules and procedures to make them feel comfortable in their teaching. DE at NC State is not quite that way yet. its techniques are evolving. When we started, there were no rules. You contact the Delta Distance Learning Group, they say, sure, start it, figure out how to teach it, let us know how it works, okay? Things are changing now, but if you don't like that kind of a system, I find it exciting, but some people don't feel they're comfortable with that. I don't think they should get into DE at this time. So summary, NC State currently offers at least 40 credits of online instruction in soil science. We have a non-thesis master's and a certificate program. Funds brought into the department are approximately $150,000 per year, and they will rise to $180,000 next year. And that's stuff that we get to spend as we want. The DE monies have been critical for our faculty and departmental support during this critical time, and I think most of us in soil science are darn happy that we got in when we did. That's all I have to say. If there are any questions, I don't know if there's time.
Sure.
Yeah, Bob?
Do you have any trouble getting faculty to advise these people they never see?
No. Well, they haven't turned us down, really. We spread the advising load throughout the department. We try to pair the student with the faculty of whose interests are similar, okay? And so far, I can say that we've done a pretty good job. Faculty may be a little frustrated sometimes that the contact with the student is not as frequent as they like, but in general, the participation's been good.
Is the faculty compensated for that?
Not for advising, but what I do try to do is make sure they have good equipment, new computers, so on, and that seems to be sufficient. Yeah, George?
What's your delivery mechanism, and how varied is it?
Well, in summary, we put notes in an outline. It'll vary a little bit from faculty to faculty member, but basically, you've got notes online that students read along with the figures and tables, homework assignments, I think is the main delivery mechanism. Just like giving a lecture, you write the notes on the board or hand them out, that type of material is offered online. People supplement that now with, of course, homework assignments. A Muzigar for his soil physics is sending out lab materials, soil samples and stuff like that. So we're going a little bit beyond that, but the core is still a good set of notes with figures and homework. Yes.
How do you see this working for Masters by Thesis? For faculty member, it's a lot of effort to put in just for projects, you know, that sometimes that often won't be published. Do you see something like your program working for the thesis?
We're staying away from thesis-oriented masters and PhD right now. We could argue probably whether it's suited or not. Maybe some people could do it. I'm not sure all could. But to get our master's program, I'll have to be frank with you, I have to get the full faculty to back this. And my full faculty right now in the department would not support a thesis-based online program. It may come in time, but not just yet.
Okay, well, thanks.